This is Ted Kennedy. Let's get to the bottom of those allegations about a Republican campaign deal in 1980 to delay the release of our hostages by Iran. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, where there's smoke, there may be fire, and those allegations erupting about a deal with Iran to influence the 1980 elections are creating too much smoke to ignore. The Reagan presidential campaign that year was paranoid about an October surprise. They feared President Carter would snatch victory from defeat by securing the release of our hostages from Iran. Now suggestions have mounted that William Casey or others in the Reagan campaign made an unconscionable deal with the leaders of Iran to postpone the release of the hostages until after the election in return for the sale of weapons to Iran. The allegations are serious and they deserve to be looked into. If you won't join in supporting a fair and impartial investigation, Al, at least stand back and let the investigation go forward.
Ted, I would honestly think that someone who has been the victim of so much vicious and stupid rumor-mongering would not want to indulge in it himself. More smoke and mirrors? Ted, come on. Congress spent over $35 million investigating the Iran-Contra affair. Just because you didn't like the results doesn't mean the committee didn't get to the truth, which was rather boring stuff. Ted, the truth was pretty simple. Ronald Reagan was a man of direct action. He knew darn well some of the reasons that Jimmy Carter hadn't been able to get the hostages back. If any contact was made with Iran during the election of 1980, it was to send a plenty strong signal that America would not tolerate the hostage crisis after electing Ronald Reagan. Iran must have received that message loud and clear, Ted, since the hostages came proudly home on Inauguration Day. I'd say that was very effective leadership, something you Democrats severely lack. Jealous? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on a law to force car makers to sacrifice safety for greater fuel economy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.